Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 for Wednesday, November 9th, 2005. Reading today and reacting to Fernando Pessoa's Book of Disquiet, written either in his own persona or that of a semi-fictional character, a heteronym, Bernardo Suarez. I'm reading episode 53, according to one count, and 124 by another count,
sent upstairs from the OTLM labs. Let's get into it.
Once much appreciated by artists, collectors, and curators, but somewhat lost in the shuffle of today's art world, the self-taught painter from artist day makes nothing to year, lived surviving in the valley of its saying, where executives would never want to tamper. And the second quote, which has also influenced my ideas about getting organized, is from the poem Under Which Liar, a much more minor work, a piece of light verse. But that includes a
brief background on the poem. It describes
her
the
back
cash book designed open before eyes, Hermes and the
will understand.
Of Apollo.
Okay.
As they
that was a little bit of I don't know what it was, but it has nothing whatsoever to do with the law of acceleration, which meant not what we normally think of that. It meant he literally handled the correspondence with foreign countries. He had grown up in South Africa and could speak and write English very well. And apparently he managed to, to correspond with businesses in the Orient, and his cash book to him dreams.
It is better that I walk each day,
listening to the murmur of your thoughts, your words, your impulses, your regrets, your hesitations, coming to me in transparent disguise as the chirp of a beetle, so assistant, so cruel, as the distant clamorous honkings of a squadron of beasts, so busy,
but does not relate at all to its social adverb-derived aesthetic and prepossessing size. A canvas-like title indicating a lack of title, circa year,
whose familiar object-colored ground is divided down the middle by an orientation simple shape, itself divided, orientation in fraction, one fraction color, the other surprising adjective.
But it's interesting that he's talking about what seems to be harassment here, but he's of course talking about aesthetic harassment, the sheer vulgarity of his boss. And I'll continue with that. Everyone has a boss, always ready with some inappropriate joke, and a soul out of touch with the universe. Everyone has a boss, and a boss's girlfriend, and a telephone call that always comes at an inopportune moment, just on the edge.
And so for many years, getting organized seemed to be the enemy, and the thing that people who went into business did, the thing that people that went into law did, they got organized, they kept these fantastic little organizing systems that allowed them to set dates 3 months in advance for, say, we were going to a football game together, and they would tell you 3 months in advance when they definition up.
Rather, to go to this football game,
you define things by specifying exactly how to measure them. Actually, that seems to be logical positivism right there. Okay, so he's clearly in the positivist camp at the moment,
and
although there are times where he,
almost all of which is
beyond
in some way diegetic,
seems to emerge out of the piece, although it's so insistent and sometimes very, very distracting. There's some very melodramatic music that appears occasionally that I guess we'd say is non-diegetic. But even at the very beginning, the baby crying, which
still with the
most critics, and I guess
standing over you,
know that Fassbinder was born in 1945. All of us, we who dream and think, are bookkeepers and assistant bookkeepers in a textile company, or dealing in some other merchandise in some other bahia. We draw up the accounts and make a loss. We add up the figures and pass on. We close the account, and the invisible balance is never in our favor. Wow. Very nice.